Welcome to the Home Business Breakthroughs audio series, part three, the six pillars of a profitable online business.
Welcome back. And in this video, we're going to be talking about the six pillars of your profitable online business. Now, we've already covered the three activities, which are build, engage, sell, really the actions you want to be focusing on every single day to build your business. And now we're going to be moving into the six pillars, which is a very critical part of the framework as well. The goal at the end of this video is that you understand what these six pillars are and that you start to develop them and build them out each and every day. Because once you master each of these pillars and you develop them and grow them each and every day, you will start to see how this whole thing can come together to build the dream business, to really get in profit and to create the cash flow that you desire. With that being said, let's dive in. Pillar number one, vision and personal development strategy. So many business owners and marketers want to run to traffic. They want fresh people to talk to. They want to get, you know, the prospects in the door. They want to start making sales. And that's awesome. Let's start with the foundation here first. Okay. Number one, what do you want? What are you doing this for? What do you actually want in your business, in your life? Have you taken a moment to really craft a vision that's going to pull you, that's really going to drive you, that's really going to, you know, because when people say they're going to show up and they don't, or when life throws you a curveball, or when the marketing campaign doesn't work the way you thought it would, or when the webinar, you know, crashes, or you have technical difficulties and there's fires everywhere, who are you going to become in that moment? What are you committed to being? What is the vision? Because if you don't have that, it's going to be very easy to throw in the towel. And we don't want that. You don't want that. So what do you want? Why? Why do you want it? What is the real, like, get to the root. Is it your kids? Is it you just want the respect of your friends and family? You just want the, I don't know, that you maybe you want the, you don't have to look at the price tags lifestyle. Heck, that was one of my big goals. I never wanted to look at price tags again. Is it that you want to give back to faith, philanthropic endeavors, charities in a way that you've never been able to do so before? Why? What is the fuel? Why are you getting up early? Why are you staying up late? Why are you burning the midnight oil? Why are you sacrificing blood, sweat, and tears? If you're watching this video, I honor you. You're looking at growth. You're looking at wanting to get better. You're looking at getting a message out and trying to impact the world. That is not an easy feat. That is you getting uncomfortable. And that, of course, is where all the good stuff is behind that comfort zone on the other side of fear. And we honor that here. And I want you to get clear on why you're consciously going through, why you're actually choosing this path of entrepreneurship, which is not the easiest path. Why? Write this stuff down. You may want to take a screenshot of these questions and actually spend some time developing this vision and personal development strategy. And this is the most important one. Who must you become? Because like I just said, things are going to happen. Kids are going to say stuff. Kids are going to act up. You know, your boss is going to say something. There will be triggers throughout your day, friends, family, life that happens to you, right? You need to get clear on who, no matter what, who you're going to be committed to being. Like if you had the vision 5, 10 years out, 3 years out, 1 year out, whatever that is, write down what that person looks like, what that person feels like, the thoughts he or she allows into their nervous system, the emotions that he or she embraces, their ways of being. Like literally write it down. Who must you become in order to get it? Because I'm going to tell you, the only reason you don't have the business you want is because you haven't become the person who can run it yet. So if we can get to source and we can actually craft this leader who has vision, who has, you know, confidence, who has what could wealth, what could, hey, this idea that I actually have value, what could that feel like? If you had the $10,000 or $100,000 per month business or whatever the goals are, what could that look like? What does it feel like? Could you dance with it? Could you taste it? Could you get into and pass the conscious mind into the unconscious and actually rip out some of the old software and programs that have been controlling everything, that are the forces that control your entire life, and actually become the person you've got to become to build out and live this vision for you and your family? And sum it up, what is the vision? You got to find something, man, because there's going to be days where you don't feel like it. There's going to be days where you get out of bed and you're tired, or you're sore, or you don't want to go live, or you don't want to make the call, or you don't want to host the webinar. The way to get beyond that is to have a vision that no matter what, like the non-negotiables, you're going to show up and do every single day, no matter what, because you're that committed to the path. You're that committed to the vision. You're that committed to the tribe that you're serving. You're that committed to who you must become, who you want to become, really the real you, that you are the one. Oh my gosh, that maybe you were put on this planet to do this. and to buy into that and to shed layers and layers of old limiting beliefs that have been restricting you, keeping you broke and stuck. We're done with that. You're going to tune into a new vision, just like a radio dial, more and more every single day. And you're going to create this new energetic makeup, this new frequency, this new way of being. And you're going to tune into it and sustain it a little bit more each and every day. And I promise you, as you sustain this more and more each and every day, and you get better and better and better, that monkey chatter of I'm not enough, this could never work, I don't have value, all that garbage is going to get a little less, a little lower as you step into and become who you've got to become. And I recommend having anchors and sticky notes and reminders of the thoughts and emotions and the person, the thoughts you've got to think, the emotions you want to embrace, the new beliefs, reminders everywhere, in your bathroom, the mirrors, cars, in front of the fridge, in front of your computers, your desktop, wherever you frequent most, to remind yourself that, hey, this is where I'm going and this is what I've got to become. And enjoy the process. Don't get addicted so much to the outcome by a specific date. I actually know you've got to attach and associate to the outcome for sure. You've got to become, what could that feel like? See it, taste it, breathe it in, and become that person. Neurologically, their thoughts, their emotions, their ways of being, what would they do? Like that you want to be attached to. But don't so much, you know, breathe a little bit on the time frame. It's all in good time. You're right where you need to be. Get attached, associated, get passionate about the journey. Get passionate about growth each and every day. Get passionate about stepping into and becoming this person that is the real you. That is your natural state of being. That is why you're here on this planet. Get attached to the journey and the process and the growth. And I promise you, you will start to wake up and this will start to, this whole business thing, this whole creating content thing will start to become more of a privilege than a chore. You're actually stepping into who you really are. Becoming who you were put on this planet to be. And from that place, it doesn't like drain your energy. It actually draws energy towards you because you're in alignment with why you are here. From a sense of wanting, thinking, hoping, praying, to a sense of knowing that you are the one and that this is the path. The audience you were put on this planet to impact, the people you were put on this planet to move and inspire and touch with your specific message that no one else was given. Nobody was given your vision. Nobody can do what you do in the way that you do it, period. And the world is tired of waiting for you. So what is your vision? What do you want? Why do you want it? Who must you become in order to get it? Is number one the foundation before we even get to traffic leads and talking to people and closing sales? Like why? Why are we doing this in the first place? And who are you committed to being no matter what every single day? It'll change your life. Get clear on this pillar and the rest will magically surrender. I mean, God, infinite intelligence, universe, source, whatever you believe in, the divine is going to start to acquiesce and respond to you. Not so much what you say or think or do, but who you're becoming. And watch as things around you start to show up differently. People start to show up, experiences start to show up, events, opportunity starts to show up, and you start to change, creating your reality from the inside out because of you getting to source, because of this vision that will change your life. Let's continue. Pillar number two, personal branding and target market strategy. Who are you? What do you stand for? Who do you serve? And what are their biggest problems and challenges? It's pretty simple. If you can answer these four questions, who are you? What do you stand for? Who do you serve? Being clear on your target audience. Most of the marketers, they go out on Facebook or they create some ad campaigns on Google or on Facebook or whatever, and their message to market isn't clear. They don't even know who they're targeting. This is huge. Look, if you are trying to sell steak to a vegan, or if you are, I mean, this is kind of like throwing darts blindly at a moving target. It's going to be very difficult to have any type of success or conversions if you're not even clear on who you're targeting, right? Who do you serve? Getting clear on who you're speaking to, whether that's generic network marketers, because if you're in network marketing, home-based business, you know that your number one target audience is people who are in the profession or looking to get started in one. Or if you're in health and wellness and you really, you know, one of your core audiences is people who are interested in losing weight, who do you serve and what are their biggest problems and challenges? Just to stay consistent with the previous example in the first video, health and wellness, you've got a supplement that helps people lose weight. You're not going to talk about the X supplement in your marketing, in your campaigns, right? You serve people who want to lose weight. People who want to look good and feel good, whatever it is for you, right? And their biggest challenge, problems, is losing weight, if that's the case. So you would create content that not talks about the supplement, right? We discussed this before. You would talk about tips and tricks and strategies and ways to lose weight, which would creatively lead them into your world, into Messenger, and on the phone, onto Zoom, and we could discuss, see where their problems are, what their challenges have been, and if your product service opportunity is a good fit based on their problems and challenges. You can't do any of this if you don't know who you're speaking to. You can't do any of this if you don't know your audience's biggest problem. So getting clear on your personal brand, and don't make this, at this point, as you're going through this course, don't make this so big, so monumental, and you know, you don't need a mission statement that's gonna change the world or cure cancer or anything like that, okay? Well, though how amazing that would be, you really just need to get clear on your audience. Who are you? What it is that you stand for? We stand for entrepreneurs being able to really get online and figure this online business out and be able to create a lifestyle, to be able to create an internet leveraged business that creates freedom. That's what we stand for. Anyone can do this, that we can turn your passions into profits. We can take what you love, find a product or create one, and really serve the audience that you were put on this planet to impact. Who do you serve and what are their biggest problems and challenges? For our target audience, which is home business owners, we know their number one biggest problem, their biggest pain is leads and money. So we create content, trainings, tutorials, webinars, everything is talking about how to get more leads and money. We talk about things that support our brand and serve our audience, right? That are in alignment with helping entrepreneurs create their dream business. With the biggest challenges we know, having been here with this company since 2008, that their biggest challenge is leads and money. So pillar number two, who are you? What do you stand for? Who do you serve? And what are their biggest problems? Really pick the number one biggest problem so we can get super laser focused, crystal clear on who it is that we serve and their biggest problem so that we can create content that, guess what, addresses that biggest problem. That's pillar number two, personal branding and target market strategy. Now, once you have that, we can start to get our head around the monetization strategy, which is the fun part. How are you going to make money? Income producing activities, what are they in your business? Selling for the next 30 days, what is it? What's the core product, right? The offer that you're gonna be selling in the next 30 days, and what is the sales mechanism? As you build and engage your audience and you see that they're open, they'd be a good fit, where are you driving them to? Is it a live webinar, a conference call, an automated webinar, a sales presentation, a video, a sales page? Where, once you see that they're open and they'd be a good fit, where are you sending them? What's the core offer? Okay, and you start thinking about how could you create a course? How could you create some type of front-end offer, like a mini $1, $5, $6, $7 course, right? How could you create, or what are the back-end profit maximizers? Do you have products that you can sell for $300, $500, $1,000 and up? And I don't want you to get overwhelmed right now to think that you've got to build out this value ladder and tons of monetization products and things like that. But just start to think, like, you're a business owner. How can we start creating cash in your business? What is the core offer? What do you want to be selling for the next 30 days? And just get super clear. And what is the sales mechanism? Is it something you need to create? Hopefully there's something in place that you can point them to, be the cruise director, point them to whatever. Once you qualified them and they're open, just send them to the sales mechanism, let it do its work, and you schedule a follow-up, close the deal. And you can only attack this monetization strategy once you understand who your target market is, which is why this is pillar number three and not number two. Once you understand who your target market is and their biggest challenge and problems and what they want to buy, the solutions they want, the results they want, the benefits they want, the problem they want solved, the solution they want to buy, right? Then we can get our head around the monetization strategy and what we're selling for the next 30 days. Pillar number three, as you develop your business, this gets to be the fun part because you get to create products, services, solutions, and money and profits in your business based on what your target audience wants to buy. Pillar number three is monetization strategy. Pillar number four, content creation and content marketing strategy. So we've got our vision, we've got our personal brand and our target market. We've got a monetization strategy. We know what we're selling for the next 30 days. Pillar number four, now we got to create the content. Social media posts, Facebook Lives, blog posts, videos, webinars, podcasts. There's so many ways to engage and create content with your target audience, right? We've already talked about build your audience of people who would be interested in the benefits. Now that you're building your audience, 10 to 20 people a day, of people who would want the benefits of your products and services and solutions, now we got to create content consistently. Again, another non-negotiable. Every single day, you're going to post on social media X amount of times, or whether it's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, blogging, whatever it is. But to be there on that platform consistently for your audience and to create content, again, not about the thing, not about the product, but about what it does, about the problem it solves, about the solution it gives. For example, could you create your own lead magnet? Again, we know that our target audience wants leads. That's one of the biggest problems. That's one of the biggest challenges, one of the biggest struggles for our target audience. So this is a free training, a free download, plus step-by-step PDF, plus a video tutorial to get people asking you about your business. Now look at the green bullets over there. Unlimited leads, instantly communicate with prospects, automate 90% of the process. Number one way to build and engage your audience, get 7 to 10 exposures for your business per day. These are the benefits that our target market wants. So of course, we're going to create what our audience wants to consume. And this lead magnet leads to our core offer of a system, tools, and training to help them apply this training to get leads for their business. And of course, you've got to have a CTA, a call to action in everything you do. Now, there's a caveat here. If you're focusing on Facebook, your Facebook profile, not every single post, whether it's an image, video, quote, curiosity post, story post, whatever, is not going to have a call to action to something. You're going to sometimes have some fun lifestyle pics and things like that. But as a rule of thumb, most marketers fail when it comes to this part of the business. It's just simply telling them what to do. Whether that's a click the link below, reach out to me via Messenger, hit me with a yes if you're interested or want this free lead magnet or whatever it is. Just simply telling your prospect what to do, because most likely, more often than not, if you're creating good quality content, they'll want to take the next step you tell them to do, because you've been delivering and demonstrating value and solving their problems along the way. So now, once you know your target market, you've got your monetization strategy, the one thing you really want to focus on selling for the next 30 days. Now you can get out there on the platforms you want to build and create content that will attract the right buyers, that will solve the right problems, that of course leads them beautifully, pre-frames them, pre-sells them, not only that you're the expert, you're the guy or gal who can get them where they want to go, but also pre-sells them on the benefits of your products and services. Pillar number 4 is content creation and making sure that you have a daily content marketing strategy in place that not only builds, but engages your audience and of course gives them a call to action to take the next step. Pillar number 5 kind of makes sense here, right? The logical next step as you create content and people opt into your websites or respond to your social media posts or engage with your content that you're putting out there. What is your follow-up and engagement strategy? How are you going to build the relationship and engage with your people and follow up to not let any money or any people, any prospects fall through the cracks? So now we've got to engage with people in your target audience on social media, the people who are engaging with your content, engaging with the leaders in your industry's content. You've got to move people as you start to build the connection and the relationship. And you've got to move these conversations, the people you're engaging with, over to phone and to Zoom. As uncomfortable as it may be, you've got to do this, especially in the beginning. You don't have to do this forever, but if you're just getting started and you want to create more cash in your business, it's people. It's always people. And you can automate this as you grow your business and get some success, but we've got to move them to the phone, to stand out, to really show them that you're real and that you really care about their success, about solving their problems. So moving them from Messenger over to the phone and over to Zoom is a big part of building that relationship. Do you have broadcast and follow-up emails in place? Do you have a medium, i.e. an autoresponder, to be able to drip content on them every single day or at least a couple times a week so that you can be in front of them, consistently deliver value, consistently take up mind share? It's been said that people need to see a message 7 to 10 times before they buy. There's some truth to that. And you've got to make sure that you've got a way to consistently deliver and demonstrate value and solutions and webinars and videos and trainings and support to your tribe every single week. Are you using a calendar, something free like Calendly, so that people can take and schedule 15 or 30 minute free business consultations with you. As you build and engage and connect with these people, your prospects, people in your target audience, do you have a way where you could offer them a 30 minute time slot so you can even further the relationship, further deliver value? And then of course, have that conversation lead to, are they open to looking at your products and services? Of course, if you discover that their pain is something that your products and services alleviates, if their problem is something that can be solved by your products and services, are you using a calendar? Something that they can book time with you, which is an instant credibility and authority switch. You're the leader from that point forward in your prospect's mind. And you don't need to be light years ahead of them. You just need to be one chapter ahead. Some piece of value that they want, some knowledge that they would pay for, some skill set that they absolutely would see value in. And you have that. You definitely have that. 100%. You already have that. So pillar number five is very important, and your follow-up and engagement strategy has to be on point. You have to be doing this to nurture, massage the relationship so you can build that know, love, and trust factor over time so that you can nurture and get a new lead into a prospect, into a customer, and a buyer who continually, consistently, happily buys your products and services. That is done by following up and engaging with your people, having conversations, getting uncomfortable, and connecting with and being there for your tribe. As you start to move forward and develop these pillars, you better have a follow-up and engagement strategy in place, because it is the difference from moving an interested prospect into a buying customer and loyal and raving fan. Now, here we are, pillar number six. This is where all the marketers want to start. They want the traffic, they want the leads, they want people to talk to, let alone they haven't touched or thought about their vision, their actual personal brand and target market. There's no monetization strategy in place. They haven't created really any content, and there's no follow-up or engagement strategy in place, but they skip to pillar number six and wonder why their marketing campaign doesn't work. You see the problem here? Let's dive into pillar number six. This is the last pillar for a reason. You've got free traffic strategies, something like social media. It takes time, right? There's really no quote unquote free strategy. It's either time or money, paid ads. You don't need thousands of dollars a month to test an offer, to test a campaign. You can start spending a couple bucks a day to build your brand. And we teach that inside of Mileage System Pro. The goal here with any traffic strategy is really to build your audience and to get targeted eyeballs to your stuff. And we're not going to spend too much time on this specific pillar right now, but I will say this. What you're doing when you pay for ads is you're collecting data. You're testing. This is marketing. We've been doing this a long time. And guess what? We have marketing campaigns that fail, that flop. But they're not like complete failures. We learn. We see what our market wants to buy next. So you're collecting data and you're really looking, if you can spend a couple hundred bucks for a campaign, for example, and then you're seeing, did it work? Was it profitable? What could I tweak? How could I make it better? And hopefully you've got some type of split testing stuff in place so that you can actually not only test, A/B split test to get the best possible shot to lower your cost per acquisition, cost per lead, cost per buyer, but you better be tracking at this point. If you are doing paid marketing, you better be tracking to see who's coming from where so that you can track every dollar out so that you can make money with your advertising and then reinvest it back into the business as quickly as possible. The goal here, it really only takes one campaign, one funnel, really, one offer that works. And it might take you 10 to find the one. And then when you find the one, you don't really have an ad budget. You have an ATM because it's profitable. Like as quickly as you can spend, here, Facebook, take all my money as quickly as possible, because you know from testing how much a customer is worth, the lifetime customer value. You've bought the data, you've done the testing, you have the tracking in place, and you know that each customer is more valuable to you than it is to acquire the customer. So there is no ad budget. You have an ATM. Now that doesn't happen overnight, but that essentially is where, you know, that's the dream, the unicorn, and it's possible. And you can hit that jackpot in your marketing efforts with your paid ad strategy, your traffic strategy, ads, and automation, but just give it time. And approach this pillar of your business that you are collecting data, you're buying information until you find what works. And the market is not going to be shy. It will, he, she will tell you exactly what they want to buy, what's working. But if you've done the first pillars up front, if you've built out and developed and you're clear on the first five pillars, this pillar doesn't need to be this huge Mount Everest that we've got to climb or this huge, scary, fearful thing, because we've got a plan. Pillar number six is the final pillar for a reason. And this is your traffic strategy, ads, and automation. So there you have it, my friend, the six pillars for every single profitable online business. Now, if you can focus on and develop these six pillars in conjunction with the three activities, build, engage, and sell to your audience every single day, and we work on developing these six pillars, you are well on your way. These are set up in a very specific order for a very specific reason. Don't just jump to traffic and ads. Make sure you've developed and are very crystal clear on pillars 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 before you get to number 6. Congratulations, you're doing amazing. You are well on your way to building the dream business. Exciting times. Move on to the final video in your Home Business Breakthroughs course, which brings it all together and finishes the framework that every single top earner uses to grow their business. I'll see you over there.
This recording and all of its content is protected by copyright law. Copyright 2008 to 2019, Upward Enterprises, LLC. All rights reserved. MLSP, Miley System Pro, and the MLSP logo are registered trademarks of Upward Enterprises, LLC. Upward Enterprises is not affiliated with any third party, nor does Upward sponsor or endorse any third party, including without limitation, any third party that may make this recording available to you.